evening and welcome to the 404th episode of Travel It's Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. This is the 10th season of Travel It's Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel It's Radio.
And tonight, we begin a special month-long series on the great state of California. Our honored guest is Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim. Welcome, Lindsay, to Travel It's Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Lindsay, when I think Anaheim, I automatically think Disney, but I'm sure that's a popular misconception. So please tell us what Anaheim has to offer for both the leisure and the business traveler.
Absolutely. We know people know us for Disneyland, and we love that. And we love the opportunity to show our visitors everything beyond the theme parks that Anaheim has to offer. We have an incredible nightlife scene. We have the House of Blues, the City National Grove of Anaheim, which actually has adapted to a drive-in concert series. So really great to see them continue to bring entertainment to Anaheim. We also have professional sports. We've got Angels baseball, which I know you're a fan of baseball yourself. And then we have duck hockey as well. So really, really great seasons there. Our culinary scene, we have plenty of restaurants that are only in Anaheim gems. And craft breweries. We actually have in Anaheim more craft breweries than any other city in Orange County has. So we're really proud of that.
I love spending a week in Anaheim for the IPW conference in 2019. The event showcased your convention center to 6,000 international delegates. So please share how much Anaheim has grown as a convention destination.
Oh, absolutely. So in a normal year, we average around 1.1 million annual attendees, and our convention center encompasses 1.8 million square feet. And a fun fact that people don't always realize is that the Anaheim Convention Center is actually the largest on the West Coast. So we're certainly very proud of that. We're home to many shows. Some of our largest shows are NAMM, Natural Products Expo, and then we have some great consumer shows like D23, which is Disney's fan club event. We have VidCon, BlizzCon, WonderCon. So Anaheim's really a fun place for those type of events. And what's great is people coming to those shows can also experience our theme parks and everything outside of the convention center. And then just a couple years ago, we actually expanded the convention center and had a whole new wing added on called ACC North. It's a spectacular venue. It has an outdoor reception area that overlooks the fireworks for Disneyland, so you can't beat that. And then what's really great is the convention center is just overall really walkable. All of the hotels are right there on the campus. It lends itself to great food truck events. And then I think some of our business travelers will be thrilled to hear that we have new luxury hotels that are now open in that area with rooftop bars, ballrooms, meeting spaces. So lots going on in the meetings front here in Anaheim.
When Disneyland opened in 1955, Knott's Berry Farm was already there, but both have grown dramatically and attracted other theme parks too. So what's the theme park scene like as we approach spring and summer in 2021?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's an exciting year for us. You know, we have A Touch of Disney, which has actually just started today. So people are getting their dose of Disney magic again. And so A Touch of Disney is currently a ticketed food event in Disney California Adventure. Visit Anaheim's Instagram is actually covering the event today, so my mouth has been watering all day long. And then just this week, we found out the news we've been waiting for, that on April 30th, it will be the reopening of Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. It'll be restricted to California residents to begin, but it'll certainly grow, and health and safety is top of mind for our theme parks. I know if anyone can do it safely and right, I think it's Disneyland, so I'll be confident to go there myself. And then pre-pandemic, we were all getting really excited for Avengers Campus to open in Disney California Adventure. So that will be geared up and ready to go once the theme park's open. I'm not sure if that'll be ready quite in April or more this summer, but that'll be a great new land for people to experience as they come back into the park. And, you know, Visit Anaheim is super excited to support these theme parks as they reopen. So we're going to be starting in April here a spring promotion with the Good Neighbor Hotels in Anaheim and offering specials on two-night hotel stays and also promoting a Sip, Saver, and Shop Pass, kind of a curated pass full of restaurant deals and discounts. So, you know, when people have gone to the theme parks, they can enjoy our city outside of that and save some money while doing it. So we're really excited for the theme parks to be up and running again.
Well, that's fantastic. Now tell
yeah.
us, why did Walt Disney pick Anaheim as the place to build Disneyland?
Great question. So from my understanding was, you know, Walt wanted his theme park near a major highway, and we're right off the 5 freeway, so it's easily accessible. And Orange County is situated between Los Angeles and San Diego, so it's really a great location. And so, you know, Walt Disney in Anaheim saw that there was 160 acres that were available to him. So obviously that was a big lot of land that interests him. And then, you know, Orange County, we are known for our great climate. So with little rainfall, no humidity, no extreme temperatures, it really made for a great atmosphere for a theme park. So I think all of those things drew him to Anaheim.
And it works. We're speaking
yes,
with Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim.
Lindsay, what was the area like before Disneyland opened? Was it mostly like a sleepy orange grove?
Great question. So, yeah, Orange County, yes. We had orange groves. The acres were filled. The acres that Walt Disney bought were filled with about 4,000 orange trees. And there were even about 15 homes in that area called the Ball Road Subdivision, a fun fact. And back then, the population was under 15,000 people. So we've grown a lot since then, but that kind of gives you an idea of the opportunity he saw.
Well, what is the location and population of Anaheim now? Is tourism the number one industry?
Great question. So Anaheim is in Southern California. It's in Orange County, like I mentioned earlier, between LA and San Diego. The population now is approximately 350,000 people, so quite a bit more people than when Walt was first specking out the land. And yes, tourism is absolutely the number one industry in Anaheim. Between the convention center, all of our hotels, the theme park, tourism and hospitality are a go-to for a lot of people seeking employment throughout Anaheim and Orange County.
And big league sports, which we touched on briefly before, attracts quite a crowd. You have the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim for baseball and the Anaheim Mighty Ducks of the National Hockey League. And also, what is the Orange County Sports Commission?
Oh, yeah. So that is an endeavor that kind of all of us Orange County cities band together. You know, we've got Visit Huntington Beach. We've got Destination Irvine. All of these cities offer a unique atmosphere and opportunity for sporting events. So we came together to form the Orange County Sports Commission with the goal to draw amateur, youth, and professional sporting events to the area. And so there's really this opportunity to capitalize on the number of different world-class venues in the area. In Anaheim, we have the Honda Center that's home to the Anaheim Ducks. And so through this partnership, you know, some examples of different sporting events we've been able to attract. One is the U.S. Olympic Trials for curling. And so when people hear curling, they don't necessarily think warm climate in Orange County, but we have this fantastic ice rink in Irvine. And then we also have the ESPN Wooden Legacy Basketball Tournament that takes place at the Honda Center. And then we have countless beach volleyball events that take place in Huntington Beach. So the Sports Commission is really a great way to market the entire area and kind of put us on the map.
And because of your benign climate, a lot of hotels have incredible pools. What are some of the best?
Oh, yeah. So it depends what you're looking for. There's some great family-friendly pool areas. So what I love is that you've had your day at the theme park. Maybe that next day you need a more relaxing day at the hotel. So Courtyard Marriott and Howard Johnson, they both have great pools with little water playgrounds and water areas for kids. So, you know, that's a great way to just relax, take a break, that the kids don't miss out on any fun. And then there's Great Wolf Lodge, which is in Garden Grove, but just a neighboring city of ours, which has a massive indoor water park. So, I mean, that's just a huge draw for kids. But if you're looking for something a little more relaxing, we just had a Radisson Blue open in Anaheim, and they actually have a rooftop pool. So that is incredibly gorgeous. Yeah, and so that's their – they actually have two pools, and then the other pool offers cabana service. So if you're looking for a little more luxury and a little more quiet, that's probably your best bet. I know I'm looking forward to going there this summer.
It sounds great. We're speaking with Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim. What about water sports? How close to the Pacific Ocean are you, and do you have good places to swim, sunbathe, fish, go jet skiing, parasailing?
Definitely. So Anaheim is about, 20 minutes from the coast, and we absolutely encourage people to come to Anaheim and explore our coast while they're there. You know, we're in Southern California. We have some of the best beaches. So Huntington Beach, they're known as Surf City USA, and they're home to the U.S. Surfing Open. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're looking for that surf culture, to watch some surfers, Huntington Beach is a great place for that. And then we also have Newport Beach, which is great for shopping. They have a shopping area called Fashion Island, some high-end options. And then I personally love going out in the harbor in Newport Beach. You can rent a little Duffy boat and kind of cruise the harbor for a couple hours at sunset. It's really fantastic. And then we have Laguna Beach. And what's great about each of our beach cities is they all offer something unique and different. Laguna Beach, I would say, is known for its arts community, lots of galleries in the downtown area, different art shows you can attend. And Laguna Beach has hotels right on the sand, right on the beach. So you can't beat that.
Oh, my goodness. Do visitors need to rent a car, or do you have good public transportation?
I would say we definitely have good public transportation. So we have ARTIC, a regional transportation center, and it's a station for a train station for Metrolink and Amtrak, and it's also home for a bus station. What's great is that ARTIC is in a great location. So if you get off the train or the bus at ARTIC, you can easily walk to Honda Center to catch a concert or a Ducks game, or walk to Angel Stadium to catch a baseball game. And then kind of on a smaller level, but really fun, we have an area called the Anaheim Packing District. It's a great food location, but they started a new transportation service called FRAN, Free Rides Around the Neighborhood. And so it's just a great hop-on, great hop-on, hop-off vehicle that can take you where you want to go so you don't have to worry about driving. And then we also have ARC, Anaheim Resort Transportation. Those are available at most hotels and offer shuttles from the hotels to the theme parks and other attractions. So, again, I think there's great transportation options and not something you need to worry too much about. And like I mentioned earlier, I mean, you can walk most places as well, which is really nice.
Lindsay, we mentioned baseball a couple of times, so I want to give a shout-out to Tim Mead, who's the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame now, but spent 40 years working for the Angels, a super guy. I know him very well. And you guys in California did a great job of sending him to the Baseball Hall of Fame as a president. So I wanted to mention that.
Yes. Everyone says great things about Tim. He's very well-respected and well-loved. So those sentiments are echoed.
I had lunch with him at the Otisaga Hotel in Cooperstown on August 5th. I remember the date well because I got a parking ticket. Moving on, speaking about transportation, I know John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana is expanding. Is that the best place for out-of-towners arriving by plane?
Yes, that's certainly the closest. So I would recommend John Wayne Airport. But we are lucky. We have other airports in the area if you can't find an airline from wherever you're coming from. So we have LAX, obviously, massive airport, lots of options. You might have a little bit of traffic coming down from there, but again, probably a lot of flights to choose from. There's also Ontario Airport, which is about an hour drive or so. But again, just another option you could look into. And then Long Beach Airport is only about 30 to 40 minutes away. So again, we're in this great location with lots of options. So getting here will be no problem.
Will visitors searching for good food and drink options find heaven in Anaheim? I hear you have both Anaheim Resort restaurants as well as neighborhood places.
Absolutely. The culinary scene is one of the things I love about Anaheim myself. There's a lot of just one-of-a-kind, only-in-Anaheim kind of places. A street I particularly love is called Center Street Promenade, and that's home to a lot of only-in-Anaheim places. One of those is House of Chimney Cakes, which is kind of like a, I want to call it like a churro stuffed with ice cream and over-the-top design. And the owner just goes, the owner goes above and beyond to celebrate different holidays with different creations or different Disney creations. So it's definitely one of those like Instagram-worthy places to see. And then another fun place that I recommend everyone visits when they come to Anaheim is the Anaheim Packing House. It's a food hall, but back in the day, it actually used to be a citrus packing facility. So it was renovated about 5 to 10 years ago, but it really has those historic roots. And then inside, you can find everything from a speakeasy bar to gelato on a stick to crispy chicken sandwiches. So it's really a great place for you to grab what you want to eat and maybe something different the kids might want. And then something else I'm really excited about is rooftop bars and restaurants just continue to be very trendy. And with our great climate, you can't beat being outside. And so now, come June, there will be a total of 4 rooftop bars and restaurants in Anaheim. Mm. And all 4 have views of Disneyland Resort and the fireworks at night. So it's really, talk about a great vacation and a great place to be.
We're speaking with Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim.
Oh, Lindsay, you just completed Orange County Restaurant Week. How did it go?
It was great. You know, we had 3 Anaheim restaurants participating, and we were happy to support them throughout that. We were still in a restrictive tier where we only had outdoor dining, but all of our restaurants have adapted phenomenally to offer this incredible al fresco option. And then some of our restaurants really stepped up and offered these incredible takeout deals. So we were very happy to support that. And now we are back into a tier allowing indoor dining. So our restaurants are just continuing to flourish right now. So we're really proud to support them. And we encourage everyone who comes to visit to dine and support our local restaurants.
Are there any local products, foods, or recipes that were featured? For instance, was there a Mexican influence?
Sure. So I think what's neat about Anaheim is that we have a variety of cuisines, and all are just extremely authentic. So whether it's Italian food at Mama Cosa's, it's all of their family recipes and family-owned. Or if you go to Okayama Bakery, all of their flour is imported directly from Japan. So they're really bringing their experiences to Anaheim. And then, of course, our Mexican cuisine is delicious. We have La Casa Garcia, which is a family-owned restaurant, and in my opinion, have some of the best tacos in Anaheim. So again, I think that authenticity and all kind of that melting pot of cultures and cuisines is just really phenomenal to find. It's not just chain restaurants or anything like that.
That is so great. And can you tell us more? You were talking about the craft beer and the breweries. Can you go into that a little more?
Oh, twist my arm. Sure. So there's around 20 craft beer breweries in Anaheim alone. So that is pretty incredible. One that I'd like to shine a spotlight on that I think is always pretty interesting to folks is just in the fall of last year, Modern Times Leisure Town opened in Anaheim. And it's a brewery with a beer garden, restaurant. But catch this, they've got a pool as well. So you can dip your beer, you can have your burger, and then you can dip your toes in the water. So it's really just playing up to having a great atmosphere, an enjoyable day out. So, you know, there's really that mix. You know, you come for a vacation, you can stay as little as you want or as long as you want. Again, it's showing that story. There's so much beyond the theme parks to do while you're here. So Modern Times should definitely be on your list.
Oh, I'd never want to leave.
Yeah, me too. I think of Anaheim as a small city, especially when compared with L.A. and San Diego. But do you have distinct neighborhoods as well, Lindsay?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a few different areas. I think I mentioned earlier the Anaheim Packing District. So that's where we have Modern Times Leisure Town. We have Anaheim Packing House. We have the Make Building, which also is home to a brewery and a winery. And then we also have the Resort District. So obviously that's all around Disneyland Resort and all that that has to offer. And then there's just great, you know, it's less of a neighborhood, but great different entertainment areas to visit, like the Anaheim Garden Walk. That's walking distance from the theme park, has a movie theater. House of Blues is now anchored there, new restaurants. The JW Marriott, a new luxury hotel, is anchored there. So I think that's a place to definitely keep on your radar because that's going to start flourishing.
We'd love to know more about music and the arts, and especially how they relate to local nightlife.
Oh, absolutely. So something really exciting is this new development taking place around Honda Center. It's called the OC Vibe, and it's going to include housing, businesses, as well as just different entertainment, restaurants. So that OC Vibe is really going to kind of parallel in LA Live, which is near Staples Center. It's really going to give that nightlife component. So it's like you want to catch a game or a concert at Honda Center, well then, you know, enjoy your cocktails at OC Vibe, walk around, kind of make more of a night of it. I was born and raised here in Southern California, and I love going to Angel games and to Ducks games. So I can't wait to have something like that that you can really make a full night of it. But currently, like I mentioned earlier, we've got the Honda Center with concerts, the House of Blues, the City National Grove of Anaheim. So, I mean, there's always something going on or someone performing, and we get some pretty incredible acts coming to town. So I definitely recommend maybe you plan your trip around seeing one of your favorite artists perform. It's not a bad way to do it.
How about museums, especially history museums?
Oh, absolutely. I think one that should be on your list is called Museo, and that is in the Anaheim Packing District area. And what I love about that is they have different cultural exhibits that rotate throughout the year. But permanently throughout the year, they have a History of Anaheim exhibit. And so you can walk through there and really understand Anaheim's roots all the way to the present day. And then if you're a Disney fan, there's some great Disney memorabilia in there, different tickets for attractions back in the day, pictures from reopening. So I think that's just a good sense of the city, where we've been and where we're going. So I definitely recommend that as well.
If people have limited time, are there area highlights tours that they can take?
Well, I think a couple of really cool ones that people may not always realize, and again, this is the sports for you, Dan, is the Angel Stadium tour. I think that's really fun to take advantage of when that's available. Just being able to see the inside outs of the stadium and then maybe catch a game afterwards. And then if you are going to the theme parks, another cool tour that maybe not everyone realizes is available is a tour called A Walk in Walt's Footsteps. And so it's kind of understanding, like your question earlier, why did Walt choose Anaheim? What was Disneyland like originally? It even tours his apartment on Disneyland. So it's really, those are two great tours that I would recommend if you have the time to fit them in.
That's great. And everybody wants souvenirs from the theme parks. So tell us where they should look and what they might find. And do you have a couple of shopping districts that you would recommend?
Absolutely. So there's the Anaheim Garden Walk, which I mentioned. They have some great souvenir shops from unique artwork that kind of plays up the Disney characteristics. They even have a fun costume shop. So if your little one needs to bring her own Cinderella costume, that's your place to go. And then, of course, you can't beat the downtown Disney District, which is right there in the Disneyland Resort. And so all of their shops, restaurants, you know, that's another great place to shop. But then if you're looking for something more local and kind of want to support locals, there's a farmer's market in downtown Anaheim every Thursday. And so that's another great place to get, you know, in addition to fresh produce and food, they also have all sorts of trinkets and souvenirs that you could find there as well.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now, does your website have sample itineraries that people can use so they can plan their visits in advance? And where would they find that kind of info?
Absolutely. So we're in the process of launching a new website, which we're really excited about. But in the meantime, our website is visitanaheim.org, and there's a tab called Plan. And then you can go to trip ideas and itineraries, and there's options for half days, events that are free in the city, nightlife ideas, so you can kind of start there. And then our blog does a great job of staying up to date on the latest happenings and news in the destination. So between those two things, I think you should be able to map out your trip pretty well.
We're speaking with Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim.
Lindsay, our listeners love to know more about our guests. You already mentioned some of these things earlier, but please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into travel hospitality, and how and when you came into your current position.
Absolutely. So born and raised in Irvine, California, in Orange County, just about 10 to 15 minutes from Anaheim. I went to school at Chico State in Northern California, and I started out in working for different PR agencies and then just kind of literally stumbled into the travel and hospitality industry. But I can tell you this, I'm never leaving. I absolutely love it. The people are wonderful. The job and the work I get to do is so much fun. And I've been in this current position, communications director, for nearly 4 years now. So clearly I like it, and I plan to be here for quite some time.
Lindsay, is there anything we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
I just think one interesting note is, you know, people may not always think luxury when they think Anaheim, and we have three new luxury hotels in Anaheim, the first outside of Disneyland Resort. So we have the Westin Anaheim Resort, which is right on the campus for the convention center. We have the JW Marriott, and we have the Radisson Blue. They all have exquisite rooftop bars. So definitely don't count us out if you're looking for luxury. I think those new offerings will be perfect for you.
So how can our listeners learn more about Anaheim and Orange County? Is there a travel guidebook? And what about a toll-free telephone number?
Sure. So one new thing we launched is on our YouTube channel, their destination update videos. Every week, our CEO is going out into Anaheim to share the latest news and updates on our industry and our city. So definitely check us out on YouTube. Watch those videos. You can get a good idea of what's going on. And then if you're interested in a guidebook, you can go to visitanaheim.org/destination-guide-request. Free downloads available there. And so those are some great resources to just learn more about the city.
Our special guest tonight on Travel Edge Radio has been Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim. Thank you, Lindsay, for being our guest on Travel Edge.
It's truly been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being had. And what is the best non-furry armchair companion for the long, cold winter months? It's my book, The New Baseball Bible. Notes, nuggets, lists, and legends from our national pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels on the cover. We planned it just for tonight's show. Get the book tonight on Amazon.com. That's The New Baseball Bible. And that's it for this edition of Travel Edge Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers. Our guest will be Nancy Light of the California Wine Institute. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.